I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's candidate for the best basketball team of which you've never heard. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The Dallas Mavericks staged another late-game comeback to beat the Miami Heat 95-93 on Thursday night. The series is tied now at one game apiece. What do you think? Seven games?
I think at this point you'd have to say seven games. Miami looked enormously shaky after literally pounding its chest at about the seven-minute mark the other night. Eric Spoelstra, the Miami coach, looked overmatched for the first time in the playoffs this year. Down the stretch, he left his team without a timeout. He had a foul to give, and he didn't give it. And he put Chris Bosh on Dirk Nowitzki on the game-winning layup, and Chris Bosh couldn't stay with him. There has been a problem this year, or there was a problem certainly early in the year with Miami with closing things out. It's sort of, you know, it's sort of like tuberculosis with that team. It lays dormant for a while and then it erupts again. I think they're probably going to win the series, but it's going to be a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
Shaquille O'Neal announced this week that he is retiring. It seems a little silly to ask for one memorable moment from an NBA career that lasted for 19 years, included 28,596 points and four championships, but I'm going to do it anyway. Have you got a singular Shaq image to share with
us? Well, it so happens I've written about him four times for four different magazines going back to his time at LSU. He's definitely one of my favorite athletes. And I remember him telling me very early on, right before his rookie season with Orlando, when I asked him about being a celebrity as well as being an athlete, and he says, look, you know they're going to make a cartoon out of you. The important thing is to maintain control of your own cartoon.
Vancouver leads Boston 1-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 1 featured 13 penalties, a winning goal with just 18 seconds left in regulation that happened to be the game's only tally, and a controversial bitten finger. How do the teams follow up that act?
Well, I hope they don't try to follow up the bitten finger with any whatever that might escalate to. I don't want to imagine what that would be. The National Hockey League, given a chance once again, put on its Mickey Mouse ears and refused to suspend Alex Burrows for biting a guy on television.
Even Mike Tyson got disciplined
in your showcase
bit the guy's ear.
Event. He bit a guy. Suspend the man. Other than that, I think it's going to be a terrific series. I don't think anything at all was proven by one way or the other in game one. The Bruins did run out of gas a little bit, but then again, they'd played seven games against Tampa and had to fly across the country and play. And they still came out on the short end of a very tight 1-0 score. I think they got a real shot in game two, and I think this is more likely to be a seven game series than the NBA is.
The Atlanta Thrashers were sold this week, and they will relocate to Winnipeg. On Thursday, over 4,000 season tickets were sold to the team that hasn't arrived yet. Is this a wise move, considering that Winnipeg once had and then lost an NHL team?
Well, then again, Atlanta has now lost two NHL teams. Winnipeg is not a major market in terms of, you know, American television. It's never going to be a major market in terms of American television. But they will love the team. It will not be an afterthought. It will be a good place to play hockey if you happen to be a hockey player, and that should be enough. It really should. Of course, the question now is, what's the over-under on number of years the NHL gives before somebody in the league office has the bright idea, hey, let's put another team in Atlanta?
Speaking of over-unders, what's the over-under that they remain the Thrashers, and what should they be called in Winnipeg?
Well, I'd certainly go back to the Jets. This has to be just raising the hopes and the hearts of hockey fans in Hartford. They must be hearing Brass Bonanza in the distance and wondering, you know, if the Jets can return to Winnipeg, can the Whale not come back from North Carolina?
Charlie, there were secret talks between the NFL owners and the players this week. In fact, those talks were so secret that some of the owners didn't know that they were taking place. Do we know what, if anything, happened in those meetings, or is that a big secret as well?
It's a big secret as well. Things seem to be moving a little bit. You know, if they're talking, if you're a football fan, that has to make you optimistic.
Jim Tressel, late the head coach of the Ohio State University football team, is now looking for work. If there's a parade/demonstration to protest the departure of ex-coach Tressel, will Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor be driving in it?
I don't know. He's certainly not shy about driving around campus in a fine car, even right now when fine cars are quite an issue of dispute. I mean, this whole thing has been a mess from day one. Terrell Pryor is being interviewed and his mother are being interviewed by an NCAA investigator about, you know, loaner vehicles and stuff like that. This is going to get to the point sooner or later where even the NCAA admits that its rules are untenable. They don't make any sense. They have nothing to do with anything worthwhile preserving, and we're going to move to a more rational system.
Bill Hancock, the executive director of the Bowl Championship Series, announced this week that he would be meeting with the Justice Department. Can we expect any good to come from that encounter?
Oh, wait a minute. That's not good. You don't like to be opening the day planner on Monday and see that the visit with those nice folks from the Justice Department.
Right under that IRS.
Later on. Yeah, absolutely. It's like I remember very well during the whole Margo Adams thing. She was called in for what was described in the newspapers, I thought hilariously, as an informal chat with the FBI. Rule number one in daily living, there's no such thing as an informal chat with the FBI. I don't care how many snacks you bring. He's going to meet with the Department of Justice and quote, explain college football's postseason system. He's going to leave them so baffled, he's going to walk out completely innocent. He may walk out as attorney general.
The Edmonton Oilers failed to make the playoffs by a very long shot, but that hasn't kept Oilers center Gilbert Brulé from collecting some postseason memories. What's he been up to?
He's been picking up famous hitchhikers, apparently.
One, at least.
Yeah, he and his girlfriend were driving around looking for a place to walk their dog, and they spotted a couple of hitchhikers on the side of the road, and one of them was Bono.
Can't afford to get a limo?
Perhaps we're waiting for the U2 cover of that Vanity Fair staple from the 70s, Hitchin' a Ride.
And finally, Charlie, along the same lines, if a punk rock band decided to name itself Only a Game, I think you and I and everybody else on the staff would be flattered. But that is apparently not the way former NFL quarterback John Elway feels about Fort Collins, Colorado's 143rd most popular band.
Yes, they're calling it's a punk rock band calling themselves Elway. Pro tip, boys, really bad punk rock band name. Really terrible.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America. That's not a bad punk rock band name, right?
It's
there.
Better than Elway, believe me.
Among other books, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Should you wish to navigate the fascinating world of sports radio with opposable thumbs, please do so by visiting onlyagame.org.